So these astronauts arrived on Earth from another planet, and they settled on Earth in search of gold. They found gold. The reason they needed gold is because their planet was in dire straits. It was struggling with ozone depletion, and they were seriously under threat by various cosmic rays and so forth. They found the gold that they desperately needed to save their planet. They started mining the gold. After some 200,000 years on the planet, they decided that they didn't want to do this work anymore, and they decided to create a primitive species to do this hard labor for them. They looked around and they found a species that was running around in the African bush, which we now believe is Homo erectus, and they took their own DNA and they took the DNA of Homo erectus and they combined the two to create Homo sapiens.
So the species at the time, prior to this genetic altering, they couldn't have used in the present form that it was in, right?
That's right. They tried to, according to the translations of the Sumerian tablets, they tried to use some of the Homo erectus, caged them, but they were just wild animals or behaved like wild animals. And they believed that they needed to create a species that could take instructions, that could speak, that could communicate with them, but not be smart enough to try and play sort of poker with the creator.
And so, they were basically looking for then a labor force, right?
That's exactly, that's exactly what they did. And the Sumerian tablets are very clear about this. You know, there is absolute clarity and great detail about what happened around 200,000 years ago, how they took the DNA and how they spliced the DNA, how they blended the DNA with or combined the DNA with that of the creature, and how many times they failed and how long it took to actually get the perfect formula to create this new species. And strangely enough, believe it or not, guess what they called it? And the Sumerian tablets call it Adamu, where the Bible gets
yes.
The name Adam from. You're probably aware of this. And then it goes on from there. And what's interesting is, the Bible tells us how Eve was created from the rib of Adam. Well, the Sumerian tablets, as I said, which are much older than the writings in the Bible, tell us exactly the same story. But here's the interesting scientific little hook that makes you realize that what the Sumerian tablets are writing, or what is written there, is really scientifically sound in so many ways. Because once they created the perfect species, Homo sapien, and they wanted to create a female version of that species, they didn't go back and try and recombine the DNA from themselves and Homo erectus.
Right.
They actually took the DNA of the male that they created and they just cloned it to create a female of that same species.
All right, hence the story about taking the rib from Adam, right?
Exactly. And the same story, as I said, is written very clearly in the Sumerian tablets. Zechariah Sitchin has translated it beautifully for us.
Okay, so they did this, they developed a workforce, they needed the gold, as Zechariah has pointed out, and you do too, Michael, to, I guess, sprinkle it in their atmosphere, almost to shield the planet somewhat.
That's right.
God knows how much gold they extracted from this planet.
Well, that is fascinating, and I'm glad you stumbled upon this thing, gold, because according to what I've found, is that there are two subjects that are the two common denominators in our human history that we can trace all the way back to the origins of humankind are gold and slavery. Now, isn't that just too cozy for comfort?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even to this day, this planet is obsessed with gold.
I was listening to some of the inserts during the break, and it's interesting to listen to what comes on your station. They're little promos that talk about truth, about control, about land and real estate, and about gold. And I mean, we're having the same debate now that they were having 200,000 years ago. Let's look at the obsession with gold. It is absolutely fascinating that gold, which is which is very difficult to extract from ore, that gold became the obsession of early humans. I find it very difficult to believe that some primitive hunter-gatherer was walking around and stubbed his toe on a rock, looked down at this piece of rock and said, wow, if I take this piece of rock and I crush it, I wash it with arsenic and cyanide, and I filter it through hydrochloric acid and then dilute it with nitric acid, I will have gold. And I can mend it, I can blend it, I can melt it at 800 degrees Celsius, and I can create beautiful ornaments that I can hang around my neck. You know,
and maybe I can buy things with it.
Exactly. Yeah. I just don't buy that. So where does this human obsession with gold come from? And the Sumerian tablets are filled with evidence that this is the main reason why the human race and Homo sapiens was created, to become cheap labor, slave species. That's why the book is called Slave Species of God, slave species to work in the gold mines. They also tell us that these gold mines were situated in Africa, predominantly in southern Africa, and isn't just too cozy for comfort that this is also where the cradle of humankind seems to be located.
And also where this interview is originating from tonight with you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I find it, you know, writing this book was an interesting experience because it made me look very differently at my role and my position. Sitting here, as I said, 20 minutes from the cradle of humankind, which is, by the way, an incredible experience. If you ever come to South Africa, come to Johannesburg and come check this out, because the government has spent over 600 million rand on developing this as a tourist attraction. It is mind-blowing. You know, to sit here and be so close to the cradle of humankind, at the same time having grown up on the gold fields in South Africa with my father being a gold miner, and never, ever thinking about the two go hand in hand.
Well, and Michael, even though we're talking about hundreds of thousands of years ago, is there ever any physical proof there that there might have been ancient mining going on? And I mean really old mining going on.
No, very much so. Very, very much so. There's just, as I said, just right here, a 20-minute drive from my house, they are ancient gold mines that have been dated to 30,000, 50,000 years. And I'm not talking about alluvial mining where the gold sits in shiny nuggets on the edge of a river. You know,
this is deep down in the plant.
Mining. Exactly. Okay. You know, so you've got to start stepping back from this and saying, okay, who gave these ancient humans, the early humans 100,000 years ago or so, the knowledge to mine gold from ore? Surely they didn't come up with that on their own. Somebody must have given them that information. Somebody must have driven them to do this mining. And that brings us to another very interesting subject. You know, the biblical stories of King Solomon and these gold mines in Africa. And there is more and more emerging evidence that these gold mines were in southern Africa, and that they were possibly in the lands of Anamatupa, which is in Zimbabwe.